感谢主，这一次高中班神训班呢、啊，小弟被安排跟同龄来学习《路德记》。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord, during this RHTS, I'm assigned to share with the students.
我们到昨天晚上上了六节。
And we already have six classes until last night.
我想说下午的聚会啊，继续跟我们学习《路德记》。
And I would like to use this opportunity to learn, continue to learn the Book of Ruth with everyone.
路德记虽然短短的一个故事啊，但是相当的美。
Even though the Book of Ruth is pretty short, yet it's a beautiful book.
在原文上啊，听说那个文词也相当美。
And even in the original texts, the way it was written was also very beautiful.
所以一般有的人说这个路德记是文学当中的珍珠。
So many people often refer to the Book of Ruth as in the pearl of in literatures.
这个路德记发生在叙述时代。
The story in the Book of Ruth happened during the time of Judges.
叙述时代是以色列人的黑暗时期。
The time of Judges was the dark time of Israelites.
在道德上、信仰上都很堕落。
They are very corrupted in terms of either whether faith or in their spiritual life.
说国中无王，个人任意而行。
The Bible describes there is no king and everyone did as they pleased.
那在这个混乱的时代，因为有一个家庭。
And yet in this corrupted time, there is a family.
这个家庭当中充满着爱。
And this family is filled with love.
那他们在苦难当中得到复兴。
And through tribulations, they were able to revive their faith.
也让整个以色列国带来复兴。
And through them, the Israelites was revived.
因为后来强大的大卫王啊，就是从这个家族里面出来。
Because we know later on, the King David, he's a descendant of this family.
所以有的人说啊，这个路德记也可以说是沙漠当中的绿洲。
So some people also refer the Book of Ruth as the oasis in the desert.
对以色列国的复兴以及全人类的救恩呐、啊，都有直接的影响。
And it is directly related to the salvation of human.
这个故事是从有一个伯利恒的家庭。
So this story begins with a family from Bethlehem.
因为他们遇到了饥荒。
And because they encountered famine.
这个做父亲的很有责任，要解决家庭饥荒的问题。
So as the father of the family, he was very responsible, and he wanted to solve the problem for the family.
带着全家人啊，从伯利恒就搬到摩押地。
So he took the entire family and moved from Bethlehem to the land of Moab.
要解决家庭的困难呐、这是负责任的表现。
To want to solve the problem for the family, this is an act of responsibility.
但是很可惜，把一个家庭从神的国啊搬到一个淫乱之地。
However, it is unfortunate that they moved from a land of the promised land of God to a land of.
所以，因为离开了神呐、这个家庭就遭遇到很大的不幸。
To the land of sexual immorality. So since they left the land of God, so they encountered many unfortunate things.
拿俄米的丈夫啊，这个家庭的主人以利米勒死掉了。
So later on, the husband of Naomi, he died, he passed away.
他的两个儿子娶了当地人，后来死掉了。
And her two sons married, took wife of the local Moabite woman.
所以一个家庭剩下三个寡妇。
But they also passed away, so in the end, the family has three widows.
所以对Naomi来讲，失掉了丈夫，失掉了儿子。
So for Naomi, not only she lost her husband, she also lost her two sons.
那我们知道，一个人离开了神哦，就失掉了依靠，也失掉了盼望。
So we know that once a person departs from God, not only he loses hope, he also loses his salvation.
在那个苦难当中，拿俄米就要归回。
So in her tribulation, she wanted to return to God.
她跟媳妇亲嘴，叫他们回去。
And she kissed her. Her two daughter-in-law and wanted them to return.
趁着年轻啊，找个对象结婚，有个新的家庭。
So they can remarry while they are still young and have a new family and new life.
这个大媳妇啊，俄尔巴跟婆婆亲嘴就回去了。
So the older daughter-in-law, she kissed Naomi and departed.
另外一个媳妇啊，路德无论怎样就不回去。
But the other daughter-in-law, Naomi, Ruth, no matter what Naomi said, she refused to depart.
一方面啊, 因为爱心要照顾一个孤单, 年老,
On one hand, she out of love, she wanted to take care of her Naomi, who is old in age.
但是另外一个原因啊, 就是因为知道以色列人是神的选民。
And on the other hand, the reason Naomi, Ruth wanted to stay with Naomi is because she know Israelites, they are the chosen people of God.
因为以色列人所拜的才是真正的。
She knew that the God that the Israelites worship is the true God.
所以她下定决心啊, 绝不回头。
So she made determination never return.
婆婆再三地劝她,
and even though Naomi continued to persuade her,
她说你不要再逼我不跟从你,
but Ruth told her that entreat me not to leave you.
你往哪里去,
Wherever you go, I will go.
你住在哪里,
Wherever you live, I will live.
你的国就是我的国,
Your kingdom shall be my kingdom.
你的神就是我的神,
Your God shall be my God.
除了死以外, 没有办法让我跟你相离,
the death do us apart.
后来拿俄米啊, 就带着路德两个人,
So later on, Naomi took Ruth and they returned to land of Bethlehem. So
we see that Ruth, 虽然跟随一无所有的婆婆,
even though we see that Ruth, she followed her mother-in-law, who seems to have nothing.
那因为嫁到以色列的家庭,
but because she was married to the family of Israelites,
所以她认定了以色列国,
so she recognized the kingdom of Israel.
是选民的国度,
and that they are the chosen people of God.
以色列人所拜的神,
and she recognized the God that they worship.
所以虽然选上了一无所有的婆婆,
even though it seems like she chose the Naomi who have nothing,
但是她其实是选上了样样都有的神,
yet in reality she chose someone that she chose the God that has everything.
所以当他们回头以后啊, 神的恩典眷顾就源源来到,
so as soon as they turn back to God, God's blessings arrive. Shower up on them.
路德就跟拿俄米说，他要到田间捡麦穗。
So Ruth told Naomi that she will pick up some barley in the fields.
那神安排他刚好来到一个大财主波阿斯的田间。
And God arranged it so that she came to the field of Boaz.
那这个波阿斯相当有爱心。
And Boaz is someone with a lot of love.
遵守神的律法,
and he obeyed the law of God.
能够看顾那些孤儿贫困的人,
and he looks after people who are poor and needy.
所以他就对路德啊, 很多的恩待,
so she treated Ruth very well.
让他在田间啊, 捡麦穗,
and he allowed her to pick up barley.
叫仆人不可欺负他,
and he commanded his servant do not bully her.
又叫他说, 可以拿水喝, 拿仆人拿来的水。
And he also, Boaz also told Ruth that she can use the drink the water that
the servant took. 吃饭的时候又给他饼, 给他食物。
And when it's mealtime, he also gave her bread.
所以让路德啊, 能够捡到很多的麦穗。
So Ruth was able to pick up much grains from the field.
后来, 路德就一直啊, 捡麦穗到大麦, 小麦, 全部收完。
So she continued picking until all the harvest was finished.
她还是跟婆婆同住。
And she also lived with Naomi.
那个时候啊, 婆婆, 路, 拿俄米啊, 就关心到路德的将来。
And then at this point, Naomi started to pay attention to the future of Ruth.
所以特别要安排啊, 让她有一个安身之处。
And Naomi wants to arrange so Ruth has a place she can live the rest of her life.
我们看路德记第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth, chapter
3. 路德记三章。
Ruth, book of Ruth, chapter 3, verse 1.
三章第一节。
Ruth, chapter 3, verse 1.
路德的婆婆拿俄米对她说：“女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？”我们知道，在古时候的社会里面啊，这个寡妇没有社会地位。
We know in the ancient time, ancient societies, the widows, they do not have much position in the society.
没有人保护啊，她没有什么权利，也没有法律上的保障。
And since no one is protecting them, they don't have much right in terms of law.
所以是一般啊，默默受苦的一群。
So the widows are usually the one that suffers quietly in a society.
但是神在律法上啊，就已经啊，特别规定要保障这些啊弱势的团体。
But God already commanded in the Mosaic law that the people Israelites should look after the widows.
我们看出埃及记二十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记二十二章。
Exodus chapter 22.
二十二节。
Verse
22. 22章二十二节。
Chapter 22, verse 22.
说你不可苦待孤儿寡妇。二十三节。
23.
若是苦待他们一点点，他们向我一哀求，我总要听他们的哀声。二十四节。
24.
并要发烈怒，用刀杀你们，使你们的妻子为寡妇，儿女为孤儿。神特别啊，交代他们要善待孤儿寡妇。
So here God especially commanded them to look after the widows.
他说，如果有人苦待这些孤儿寡妇啊，神也会对付他们。
Here says, if anyone afflicted them in any way, God will also put his wrath on them.
虽然孤儿寡妇没有依靠。
Even though the widows and the orphans, they have no one to rely on.
神说，我要做孤儿的父亲。
But God said he shall be the father of the orphans.
要做寡妇的伸冤者。
And he shall be the revenger of the widows.
所以在这个立法都对这个贫穷的人啊，孤儿寡妇有神特别的帮助保障。
So we can see that God especially look after the people who are single or who are orphan or widow in the Mosaic law.
圣经里面有提到一些寡妇啊，他们在困难当中啊，来求先知啊，先知解决他们的困难。
We can also see from the Bible passage that some widows when they have trouble, they will go to the prophets.
有一个寡妇唯一的儿子死掉了。
There's a widow, her only son died.
主耶稣看到啊，就说你不要哭了。
And when Jesus saw it, he told her not to cry.
然后叫那个孩子啊，就活过来，把他活活交给这个妈妈。
And Jesus allowed the child to come back to life, and then returned the children to the mother.
所以看到我们的神啊，真的是相当慈悲怜悯的神。
So truly, we can see our God is a merciful God.
这个路德啊，回到伯利恒。虽然他们两个寡妇啊，却能够得到波阿斯的恩待。
Even though Ruth and Naomi they returned to Bethlehem are as two widows, yet they are able to receive the
所以可以去捡麦穗来维持他们的生活。
They're able to receive the care from Boaz and then be able to pick grains.
波阿斯还叫人说啊，在暗中丢一些让他去捡。
And Boaz even commanded his servant to secretly drop some grains on the field.
一直到这个麦穗啊。捡完了、啊，收割完毕。
Until all the harvest has been finished。
后来，拿俄米啊，就对路德说啊：“女儿啊，我不应当为你找一个安身之处啊，让你来享福吗
？”So Naomi said to Ruth, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you that it may be well be with you?"
因为拿俄米想到自己已经年迈了。
Because Naomi know that she is old in age.
她看到这么爱她的一个媳妇啊，她也关心她的前途。
And because Naomi, because Ruth take care of her so much, so she wanted to look after her future.
所以她说，我应当为你安排一个安身之处啊，就是安排一个归宿啊，让你能够享福。
So Naomi wanted to arrange and seek a place for her so she can enjoy her life.
我们知道这个人生的归宿很重要。
So we know that it is important to find a belonging in our life.
神为我们设立这个家庭啊，就是能够让我们享受家庭的温暖。
So God established a family for us so we can enjoy the warm welcoming feeling of the home.
所以一开始的时候，神看亚当一个人啊，独居也不好。
So in the beginning, God saw that it is not good for Adam to be alone.
当然，所以男女啊长大了，神就让我们成家。
So when we become mature, God allow us to form a family.
让我们能够享受家庭的温暖，享受家庭的爱。
So we can enjoy the happiness of a family.
说让我们享福。
So this is allowed. So this is done in a way so that we can enjoy blessings.
我们人最需要的就是有一个归宿。
So what is most important for us is a place where we belong to.
尤其我们短暂的人生，将来也要一个永恒的归宿。
Especially our short life, in the future, we need an eternal belong, a place where we can go.
所以我们今天啊，能够找到神的家，就能够找到永恒的归宿。
So if we today we can find the house of God, we can find a place where we can eternally belong to.
所以雅各啊，有一次要到舅舅家的时候。
So one time when Jacob was going to his uncle's house,
他本来觉得自己很孤单。
Originally he felt that he's lonely.
那神在路上让他做一个梦。
But on the way, God allowed him to have a dream.
发现有一个梯子从地上通到天上去。
And in the dream, he saw a letter that went go from the earth to the heaven.
神跟他讲说，我就是你父亲、你祖父的神。
God told him that I'm the God of your father and your grandfather.
我要跟你同在，要祝福去给你。
I shall be with you and give you blessings.
雅各醒过来说，哇，神跟我同在，我却不知道。
So after Jacob woke up, he said to himself, I didn't know God was with me.
就是神的殿，就是天的门。
And this is the gate of heaven and God's temple.
能够见到了神啊，就找到了人生永恒的归宿。
So if we can find God, then we can find a place where we belong to eternally.
啊，我们找到了这个安身之处啊，让我们今生享福，来世也享福。
So if we can find a place where we can rest and belong to, then we will not only will have blessings this in this life and also next life.
所以对一个人来讲，这个归宿很重要。
So it is important for us to find a place where we belong to.
在地面上我们有我们家庭啊，在未来我们有一个永恒的家。
On earth we have a house, family.And also, we also have a family in home in heaven.
啊，然后拿俄米对路德说啊，第二节，三章第二节。
So in verse 2, Naomi said to Ruth.
他说：“你跟波阿斯的使女常在一处，啊，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？啊，他今夜在场上播大麦。”第三节。
Verse 3.
所以你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服。下到场上，不要使那人认出你来。你等他吃喝完了，第四节。
Verse 4.
到他睡的地方啊，你看准他睡的地方，就进去掀开他脚上的被。躺卧在那里，他必告诉你所当做的事。第五节。
Verse 5.
路德说啊，管你所愤怒的。我必遵行。本来拿俄米知道啊，这个波阿斯是他们住进的亲属。
Originally Naomi knows that Boaz is one of their relatives.
那因为按照这个律法的规定啊，这个亲属有帮助这个贫穷困苦家人的责任。
According to the Mosaic law, it is the a relative's responsibility to help out the relative who is rather poor.
我们刚参考几节圣经。
So let's turn to a few Bible verses.
看生命记二十五章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记二十五章第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 5.
生命记二十五章第五节。
Deuteronomy 25 verse 5.
说弟兄同居啊，若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可嫁外人，他丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶他为妻，与他同房。第六节。
Verse 6.
妇人生的长子必归死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。第七节。
Verse 7.
那人若不愿意娶他哥哥的妻，使哥哥的妻啊，他哥哥的妻就到城门长老那里说：“我丈夫的兄弟不肯在以色列中兴起他哥哥的名字，不给我尽弟兄的本分。”第八节。
Verse 8.
本城的长老就要召那人来问他，他就逐意说：“我不愿意娶他。”第九节。
Verse 9.
他哥哥的妻就要当作长老，到那人的跟前脱了他的鞋，吐唾沫在他脸上，说：“还不为哥哥建立家室的，都要这样待他。”第十节。
Verse 10.
在以色列中啊，他的名必称为脱鞋之家。那这在古时候啊， 神给以色列人一个律法。
So in the old times, God gave the Israelites a Mosaic law.
兄弟当中啊，有一个人过世了，他的兄弟要娶这个嫂嫂啊，啊为他生主立后。
Whenever a brother dies, the brother of this person that dies should take the wife of that brother.
啊，不要让这个哥哥的名字啊啊被消失掉了。
So the name of the brother should not be blotted from the.
啊，让这个嫂嫂也有人能够有亲族的人呐、啊、来照顾他。
And so, and also that someone can take care of the brother that passed away.
啊，最早是兄弟之间呐、啊，啊，后来扩大到最近的亲属都要尽这样的责任。
Originally this was only between brothers, but yet later on it got extended to the relatives.
创世纪三十八章里面呐、啊，谈到这个犹大的儿子啊。
So in Genesis chapter 38, it talks about the son of Judah.
因为大儿子啊行了恶事啊，所以神就让他死掉了。
Because the elder son committed sin, so God made the son perish.
啊，犹大就把这个大媳妇啊给第二个儿子。
So Judah gave the wife of the elder son to the second brother.
啊，这个第二个儿子啊，认为说生了孩子不归属自己啊，所以他就不愿意啊。啊，后来神也不高兴，让这个第二个儿子也死掉了。
And because the second son saw that, you know, if I have a son, then it doesn't belong to me, so he didn't want to do it.
不看顾自己的亲属啊，啊，得不到神的祝福。
So later on, God also killed the second son is because they didn't want to look after their own family.
这是在以色列当中一个很特殊的一个例子。
So this is a rather unique example in the history of Israelites.
除了这个为哥哥生主立后以外，
not only they have to look after, they have to bear sons for their brothers.
亲人啊，如果为奴啦，或是财产失掉了，其他的亲戚都有责任啊，帮他赎回来。
Not only that, if their relatives lose their possessions, as a relative, they have the responsibility to purchase back the buy back their properties for them.
我们看利未记二十五章。
Let's turn to Leviticus 25.
利未记二十五章的二十五节。
Leviticus 25.
利未记二十五章二十五节。
25:25.
说你的弟兄若渐渐穷乏，卖了几分地业。他住进的亲属啊，就要来把弟兄所卖的赎回，哦。所以呢，贫穷把土地卖掉了。
Here says it, because they sold their land because they are poor.
这些经济能力够的亲属有责任呐、啊，帮他把这个财产把它买回来。
Therefore, their relatives who are financially capable should redeem their land for them.
因为神给他们的产业啊，不能够永远出卖，还要留在这个家族里面。
Because the inheritance from God should not forever depart from them, and it is required that they remain with the family.
再看四十七节，利未记二十五章四十七节。
Let's continue reading verse 47.
利未记二十五章四十七节。
Chapter 25, verse 7.
说住在你那里的外人不是聚集的，若渐渐富足，你的弟兄却渐渐穷乏了，将自己卖给外人，或是聚集的，或是外人的宗族。第四十八节。
48。
卖了以后啊，可以将他赎回，无论是他的弟兄是九节，或是伯叔，或者是伯叔的儿子。本家的尽资啊，都可以赎他。他自己若渐渐富足，也可以住赎啊。说有的人啊，因为太贫穷了、所以去当奴隶。
So here says sometimes some people they became slave because they were poor.
卖身啊，当奴隶。
They sold themselves to be slave.
当然，他如果渐渐的积蓄了一些钱啊，他可以住籍，把住籍赎回来。
However, if they slowly accumulate some money, they can redeem themselves.
如果自己没有办法赎身啊，说他的兄弟、伯叔或者是一些家人啊，都有义务啊，帮他啊赎回来，让他得到自由。
However, if he's not capable of redeeming himself, his uncle or cousin, uncle's son are responsible for redeeming him.
这是住亲啊的一种义务。
So this is what the responsibility of a close relative.
所以拿俄米跟路德他们本来是孤苦无依的。
So originally, Ruth and Naomi, they have no one to rely on.
他们要解决这个困难的问题啊，都是要有那个愿意至亲的亲属啊，啊来赎他们。
And in order for them to solve their current situations, it requires a close relative of theirs to solve
them. 拿俄米知道说啊，波阿斯是他们的至亲的亲属。
And Naomi knows that Boaz is a close relative of theirs.
所以他就告诉啊，路德。
So she told Ruth.
啊，然后说啊，你要得到一个安身之处啊，你就是要去找波阿斯。
That in order for you to find a secure place to stay or live, you
need to go after Boaz. 因为唯有波阿斯啊，才能够带给他们幸福。
Because only Boaz can bring you happiness.
啊，所以他说啊，今天晚上。啊，你就要去找波阿斯了。
So Naomi told Ruth to go find Boaz in the evening.
啊，真的，波阿斯啊，后来让路德整个人生啊完全的改变。
And we know that Boaz completely changed the life of Boaz completely changed the life of Ruth.
从一个寡妇啊变成有夫之妇。
And Ruth went from a widow to someone who has a husband.
啊，变成富足，而且有儿女，有盼望。
And she went from poor to rich, and not only that, she also had
children.
She went from someone who has nothing to someone who has everything.
我们昨天有谈到说啊，这个波阿斯啊，他这个大财主啊，就是耶稣基督的一表。
We also mentioned that yesterday that Boaz prefigures the Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督啊，是我们最近的亲属。
Lord Jesus Christ is our most closest relative we have.
因为唯有他是人类唯一的救主
，because he's the only savior of mankind。
他有能力，而且非常的慈悲怜悯，要来拯救我们。
Not only he has power, but he's also merciful and have love, and he's here to save us。
啊，带给我们生命，带给我们永恒的福气
，so we can have life and eternal blessings。
啊，所以我们唯有依靠他，寻求他，我们人生啊才有盼望。
So only through relying on Lord Jesus Christ, then we have hope in our life.
好像拿俄米对路德说啊，你只有找波阿斯了。
Just like how Naomi told Ruth, the only person you can look for is Boaz.
我们今天啊，唯一的救主就是耶稣基督。
Our only savior today is Lord Jesus Christ.
说除他以外啊，别无拯救。
And besides him, there's no one who can save us.
因为他可以让我们从贫穷当中得到富足。
Because he can allow us He can make us to be rich from poor.
啊，从苦难当中啊得平安。
And he can make us to have peace in tribulation.
从黑暗当中啊迈向光明。
And he can allow us to walk from darkness to light.
所以拿俄米说，今天啊，今天晚上时候到了，你就要去找这个波阿斯。
So Naomi told Ruth that when the time comes, go to find Boaz at night.
啊，所以机会到了，不要再单言了。
And she told her that the time has come. Do not delay.
所以今天也是神拯救悦纳我们的日子。
So today is the day where God is here to save us.
我们今天要把握得救恩啊得福气的日子。
So we need to grasp the opportunity and receive salvation.
啊，不要让这个机会再失掉了。
And let's not lose the opportunity to be
saved. 那说你怎么去见波阿斯呢？
So Ruth, how did Ruth go to see Boaz?
第三节说啊，第一个就是要沐浴。
First thing is that 像she needs
就是要洗澡啊，把身体洗洁净。
So first thing she needed to do is bathe herself and clean
herself. 然后抹上香膏。
And put fragrance on herself.
换上衣服。
And put on new clothes.
然后到禾场上去看波阿斯所在的地方啊去找他。
And go to the threshing floor and see where Boaz is.
那人对犹太社会来讲啊，一个未出嫁的女子啊。啊，不可能是这样的去啊，随便找一个男人。
According to the Jewish tradition, it is impossible for a single woman to do this kind of thing.
啊，因为那个是不合理的事情。
Because this is not according to their common sense.
啊，但是对一个寡妇来讲。
But for a widow.
因为从律法上的规定啊，借着这个律法要让他们得到保障。
Because through the Mosaic law, they want the widows to receive blessings.
所以他可以根据律法的规定啊去找那个住近的亲属啊来赎他。
So according to the law, she was lawful for her to look for
阿兰能够从这个寡妇当中来改变她的命运。
So through Boaz, she can change her life.
所以这个路德他就对拿俄米说，凡是你所吩咐我的，我都要做。
So Ruth told Naomi, all that you say to me, I will do.
所以呢，根据婆婆指示她的一步一步的做去找波阿斯。
So she followed the instruction of Naomi and went to look for Boaz.
其实这个步骤也就是我们今天要来求见主要得到恩典的一个步骤。
So this step that Naomi took is also the same step we need to take to come to Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是我们今天要真正得到神的救恩的一种预表。
So this prefigures how we can receive the true salvation from Lord Jesus.
我们要来见神享受神的恩典第一个就是要洗礼，把我们一切的过患洗干净。
So if we want to come to see God, the first thing we need to do is receive baptism and remove all our sin.
所以使徒说你们要受洗，洗掉你们的罪。
So that's why the apostle said you must receive baptism and wash away your sin.
因为我们洗礼就是把我们的罪、我们的过患借着主耶稣的宝血把我们完全洁净。
Because we know that through baptism, Lord Jesus Christ's blood washes away our sin.
我们的罪人就能跟主同死同埋葬。
And our old self can bury and die and be buried with Lord Jesus Christ.
然后洗礼起来以后就一个重新更新的新人。
And after we receive baptism, we become a new person.
所以我们要得到神的救恩第一个就是要沐浴，也就要洗礼。
So if we want to receive God's blessing, first thing we must do is take a bath.
所以要用水借着道然后把我们洗干净。
So through the water and the word, our sin is removed.
把我们良心的亏欠把它洗净以后让我们坦然无惧的心来到神的面前来侍奉神。
So after we have a clear conscience, we may come in front of God.
既然我们受洗神就把他的灵赐给我们。
And after we receive baptism, God will give us His Spirit.
因为圣灵就是神的恩膏
Because the Holy Spirit is the oil.
圣灵要靠我们做他的儿女，也做我们得救进神国的凭据。
And the Holy Spirit anoint us to be the son of the of Father of God in heaven, and this is also a proof of salvation.
所以，一个到神面前来的这两个步骤都很重要。
So these two steps are crucial to come to be for.
这跟使徒跟主耶稣所传的救恩是一致的。
So this is according to the gospel that the apostle preached.
耶稣对尼哥底母说
Jesus told Nicodemus.
说一个人如果没有重生没有办法见神的国。
He said that unless someone is born again, he cannot see the heavenly kingdom.
尼哥底母说怎么重生呢？
And Nicodemus replied, how can this be?
怎么进到妈妈的肚子再生一次呢？
Can I enter my mother's womb and be born again?
耶稣说要从水和圣灵重生。
But Jesus replied that,someone must be born again through the water and the spirit.
所以使徒告诉我们，就是要重生的洗礼还有领受圣灵的更新
So we must be go through the reborn of the baptism and the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
所以要去见波阿斯一定要沐浴抹上香膏。
So for Ruth to go to see Boaz, she must first take a bath and then put on fragrance.
我们今天要到神的面前来得到神的恩典，也是要接受主耶稣宝血的洁净。
And today, if you want to come before God and receive His blessing, we must be first cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
然后领受圣灵的恩膏。圣灵跟我们同在帮助我们做更新的生活。
And then we must receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and through Holy Spirit we can be renewed.
所以接下来说要换上衣服。
So and then it says she must put on new clothes.
这个衣服就代表我们人的行为。
And clothes represent our actions.
所以我们现在学了基督我们就要心力更新变化。
So now we decide to follow Jesus, we must determine to change.
因为我们受洗了，主耶稣的义行就披戴在我们身上。
And because after we baptize, the garment, Lord Jesus Christ is put on, we put on the Lord,
我们就蒙恩穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
And through the grace, we put on a white garment.
所以我们应当有光明圣洁的行为。
So we should have good behavior that goes along with it.
让我们好像明光一样能够照亮这个黑暗的世界。
So we can be the light and put give light into the darkness of the
world.
So we can magnify the truth of life. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4.
20节,
verse 20.
4章20节,
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20.
说你们学了基督啊, 却不是这样, 21节,
21.
如果你们听到他的道, 领受了他的教, 学了他的真理, 22节,
22.
要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人, 这个旧人是因为私欲的迷惑, 渐渐变坏的, 23节,
23.
要将你们的心智改换一新, 24节,
24.
并且穿上新人, 这个新人就是照着神的形象造的, 有真理的仁义跟圣洁, 我们本来人是按照神的形象造的。
We know that humans are created in the image of God.
因为后来犯罪啊, 所以人心啊, 就被污秽了。
And because of sin, the heart of the man was defiled.
所以人就放纵肆意啊, 贪行各样的恶事。
So human allowed themselves to follow go after their lust.
那我们现在领受了主耶稣的救恩以后啊,
but after receiving the salvation of Jesus Christ,
所以我们现在心意啊, 要更新。
Here he says we must change, here we must be renewed.
要脱去啊, 这个行为上的旧人。
We also remove the old self.
把耶稣基督的义行啊, 好像一件新的衣服啊, 穿在我们身上。
And we must put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ on ourselves as if like a garment.
让神各样的美德啊, 都能够彰显在我们的身上啊。
So all the goodness of the God can be manifested through us.
就是换上新衣服。
So this means this is what it means to put on new garment.
然后看准那个波阿叔所在的地方。
And then Ruth needs to find the place where Boaz is.
然后去啊, 躺在他的脚下。
And then she must go and lay at his feet.
所以我们今天也要看看主耶稣所同在的地方。
So today we must also look for places where Lord Jesus.
看哪里是啊, 波阿叔的禾场。
We must find the threshing floor of Boaz.
有主耶稣同在的教会。
We must find the church where Lord Jesus Christ abides. Then we will see the spirit of Lord Jesus Christ and we will see the works of Lord Jesus Christ. Because only when you go to the place where Boaz is, you can find Boaz.
你要看到神同在的地方啊, 你才能够从神那里来得到福气。
And only when you can find the place where God is, then you can receive the blessing from
him. 所以我们要看准啊, 波阿叔所在的地方。
Therefore, we must find the place where Boaz is.
然后说啊, 去躺在他的脚下。
And then it says we must, Ruth needs to lay.
也就是说要学习谦卑的态度啊, 降服在神的面前。
This means that we need to learn to be humble and be humble in front of God.
因为我们本来都是不配的, 我们都是卑贱的。
Because originally we are all unworthy of his blessings.
因为神怜悯我们,
but because God had mercy on us, that's why he gave us the eternal salvation.
他说我们只有存着谦卑的心啊, 来到神的面前, 恳求他施恩给我们。
So only with a humble heart we can come in front of God and beg for his mercy.
所以路德说啊, 凡你所吩咐的, 我都要照着去做。
This is why Ruth said that all you have said to me, I will do.
一步一步啊, 准备好, 都照着去做。
And she follows instructions step by step.
我们今天要得到神的救恩也是一样, 一步一步跟救恩有关系的, 我们都要追求清楚明白。
Today, likewise, if we want to receive salvation, we need to follow instructions step by step and understand all the instructions.
所以有关得救的真道啊, 要怎么样才能够让我们真正到神的面前。
So we need to understand the truth that will lead us in front of God.
所以我们一步一步都要查好清楚。
So we need to study every step closely.
要能够了解这全备的福音啊, 全备得救的步骤。
So we need to understand fully the step to receive salvation.
我们不只是知道啊, 我们就要照着去做。
Not only that we need to know, we also need to follow, actually do it.
这样神的恩典就会临到你了。
Then the blessing of God will be upon us.
所以路德啊, 那天晚上啊, 就去躺在那个波阿叔的脚下。
So at that night, Ruth went and lay at Boaz's feet.
他说到了半夜的时候啊，波阿斯醒过来。
So at midnight, Boaz woke up.
那发现说，怎么有一个妇人呐，挡在我的脚下？
And he realized that how come there's a woman at my feet?
那就问说啊，你是谁啊？
So Boaz asked, "Who are you?"
路德就回答说，我是你的婢女啊。 求你用你的衣襟来遮盖我。
And she said that I'm Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing.
因为我是你一个至近的亲属。
For you are
因为你是我一个至近的亲属。
For you are a close relative.
所以路德就恳求这个波阿斯啊来接纳他。
So Ruth urged Boaz to accept her.
他说，希望你能够用你的衣襟啊来遮盖我。
She said to him that, please take me under your wing.
意思就是向他求婚了。
This means Boaz was proposing to Ruth.
而且说我知道说自己是很卑微不配的。
This means Ruth was proposing to Boaz and
she能够接纳我。
And she hoped that Boaz can
accept her. 来看顾我。
To look after her.
施恩给我。
And give blessing to her.
因为你是我至近的亲属。
Because you are a close relative.
恳求这个波阿斯啊，给他施恩呢。
And she begged that Boaz would give her mercy.
这个波阿斯就回答路德。
So Boaz replied.
看3章第10节。
Let's look at verse 3, chapter 3, verse 10.
波阿斯说啊，你啊，愿你蒙神赐福。你幕后的恩啊，比先前更大，因为少年人啊，无论贫富，你都没有跟从。 11节。
Verse 11。
你啊，现在不要怕，凡你所说的，我会照着去行。我本城的人啊，都知道你是个神德的女子。12节。我实在是你一个住近的亲属，只是还有一个人比我更近。13节。13。你今天在这里住是明早啊，他若肯为你尽亲属的本分，就由他吧。 倘若不肯呐，我主这永生的神启示，我必为你尽了本分，你主管躺到天亮啊！这波阿斯啊，真的很有怜悯，有爱心呐。
So truly, Boaz is someone with love and mercy.
首先呐，对路德说啊，你愿你蒙神祝福。First
thing he told her that blessed are you.
说你幕后的恩惠比先前更大。
The blessing you receive will be even greater.
因为他知道说这个路德啊，她是一个非常坚决啊、非常贤惠的一个女子。
Because Boaz knows that Ruth is a virtuous woman.
虽然已经回到伯利恒一段时间了，她天天出去外面工作。
Even though Ruth has returned to Bethlehem a while and had been working.
但她的处所、她的本分跟她婆婆生活在一起。
But yet she continued to live with her mother-in-law.
说这个少年人啊，不管贫穷富足啊，他都没有跟着他们去。
He said that she did not go after young men.
她非常的守她的品德啦，守她的本分。
So she did her only look after her duty.
所以我们呢，所跟随的是永生的神呐。
And we know that we follow the eternal God.
所以我们所追求的除了神以外啊，我们不再有什么啊可以盼望的。
So besides God, there's nothing we can look after.
好像大卫说啊，我的好处啊不在神以外。
Just like how David said, there's nothing else outside of God.
所以除了神以外，还有让什么让我们值得羡慕的，让我们追求的呢？
So besides God, what else is there that we can be envied or jealous of?
说不管是名利或是钱财地位啊，都不能够让我们跟主的关系啊来隔绝。
There's nothing that can depart us from God, whether it's fame or money.
所以外在这个物质的条件啊，不是，这不是我们追求的目标。So
the worldly things are not what we pursue.
所以我们既然认定了神的教会、神的家，我们就处所在神的家，不分离。
So once we recognize the church of God, then we stay in the church.
我们所追求的不是势力，不是钱财，不是外貌。
What we pursue after are not worldly benefits, are not the beauties.
所以不管贫富啊，都不让我们去跟从啊。
So whatever comes, we should not follow.
我们看到有的人呢、啊，为了一点点小的利益啊，就离开神了、
啊。We can see that some people, because of some minor benefits, they depart from God.
犹大为着30块钱就把主耶稣卖掉了。
Judas, because of 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed Jesus.
啊，那等于我们的灵命啊，值多少钱
？And how much does our spirituality worth to us?
耶稣说、啊、我们的生命要赐够全世界。我们的生命啊，胜过全世界。
哦，基罗西说 that our life is more well.
所以魔鬼用全世界的荣华富贵来要来引诱耶稣。
That's why Satan used all the world to try to deceive Jesus.
但是耶稣不会被出卖掉。
But Jesus did not betray his own life.
我们人有的为着一点点的食物就离开神。
Sometimes because of some food, we will depart from God.
有的为了一点点的职位啊，离开神。
Some people, because of position in the company, they depart from God.
啊，这很可惜的。
This is very unfortunate.
有的虽然来到真教会，知道这里有真理。
Even though some people come to the true church and know the truth is here.
啊，有的人以前的教会说啊，给你一个长老，给你的执事啊。啊，为着这个身份啊，结果他就离开了。
But because of the church they used to go to, say that, oh, I'll give you the position of an elder. That's and then they departed from.
所以路德是一个贤惠的女子啊，她看出来，她就不离开。
So this is why Ruth is a virtuous woman because after she set her eyes on a target, she departed from.
所以说，她幕后的恩惠比先前更大。
That's why Boaz said that the blessing you will receive later on will be even greater than.
因为她是一个贤德的女子。
Because she is a virtuous woman.
哦，所以有好品德啊，这也是一个蒙恩的基础。
So being a virtuous person is also the foundation of receive blessing.
啊，所以我们基督徒啊，要发出基督的香气，我们才能够从神那里得到恩典的。
So as a Christian, we need to emit the sweet aroma, then we can receive the blessing from God.
啊，那这个波阿叔对他说啊，我是你住进的亲属，没有错。
And then Boaz told her that it is indeed I'm the close relative of yours.
啊，但是有一位亲属啊更亲近。
Yet there is someone that's even closer to you.
啊，他应该优先他先尽本分。
And he shall be the person who first performed the duty.
那、啊、我们知道说后来啊，这个亲属啊，他说如果要买土地可以。
And we know that it is okay for a relative to purchase redeem the land back.
啊，如果还要娶这个路德啊，还要把这个产业归在他的儿子名下，那我就做不到。
But we know that this relative says that if I have to take Ruth as well and then give her the inheritance, I cannot do that.
因为他觉得说对他来讲啊出亏了啊，所以他不愿意出亏，不愿意尽这个亲属的本分。
And because this relative of hers feel like he might be at disadvantage, so she didn't want to do it.
后来他就把这个鞋子啊托给波阿叔了。
So later on, this closer relative took off his
sandals. 表示说他的权利啊就让给这个。
So he gave the right to redeem the land and Boaz to.
啊，虽然会吃亏啊，但是这个波阿叔啊，一点都不在乎啊。
And then, even though it seems like it might be he might be at disadvantage.
因为他有完全的爱，有无私的爱。
Because Boaz had the complete love.
所以他就说啊，凡属拿俄米家的财产啊，我都用钱把他们赎回来。
So that's why he said, whatever belongs to the family of Ruth, I will redeem them.
啊，然后又娶了这个马伦的妻子路德啊。
And he also married Ruth.
啊，结果让他后来有了后裔。
And allow her to have descendants.
啊，所以他就在众长老的面前呢、啊，啊，就啊，众长老做见证啊，啊，他就答应了这个事情。
And as they are having the elders witnesses, they performed this.
啊，所以让我们看到说啊。路德因为这个波阿斯啊，啊，所以让他整个命运啊完全的改变。
And we can see that because of Boaz, the Ruth's life completely changed.
他有了依靠
，she had reliance.
后来有了儿子
，and she later on she had a son.
啊，所以有依靠又有盼望啊，从他的祖孙啊，第三代就出了君王。
And not only she has someone to rely on, she also had hope. And then 3 generations later, someone became a king.
啊，耶稣基督啊，啊，就是从这个家谱里面出来。
And Jesus also from this family.
所以这是一个让世界啊，全世界蒙福的家庭。
So this is a family that gave the blessing to the entire world.
所以因为路德拿俄米的爱啊，结果带给全人类啊得福气。
Because the love of Naomi and Ruth, the whole entire human received blessing.
啊，他们的名字啊，可以记在圣经上啊， 让我们永远纪念。
And their name are recorded in the Bible, so we can remember them.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
492首。
492.
492.